Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was church yesterday? My, oh my, what a wonderful Sunday we had here at Bible Baptist Church. And just a great spirit, decisions made for Christ, baptismal water stirred, and wonderful time at the Lord's table last night. And just a great Palm Sunday. And of course, we're looking forward to our Good Wednesday service. I don't believe Jesus died on Friday. You're not going to get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday. It just isn't going to happen. And so he was crucified on Wednesday. That's when the Passover was. And that Sabbath that year was a high Sabbath. And so they celebrated that on a Thursday, and that's why they had to take the body down. I have a message on that. Maybe I'll bring it sometime for you. I have done occasionally on the radio, and maybe I need to do it again. And I might do it. We'll see. But I want to just hope you had a great Sunday where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart. We're ready for this week now. And of course, this is our week. No other religion has a risen Savior. No other religion has a living Savior. We do. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. And He does. Oh, I'm glad He died. I'm glad He suffered for my sin. I'm glad He paid the sin debt. But my friend, none of that would matter if He didn't rise from the dead. And God raised Him from the dead. And I'm glad that I have a living Savior. Therefore, He's able to save all those that come unto God by Him. And I'm thankful that He's a living Savior. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to go to Proverbs 16. Proverbs chapter 16. And one verse to look at together today, it's verse number 20, where the Bible says, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." And I'd like to talk to you a little bit today about trusting in the Lord. Someone has once said, "Never trust anyone who says, 'Trust me.'" And I think maybe it's maybe more accurate to say, "Never trust a politician who says, 'Trust me.'" Someone said, "Never trust a used car salesman who says, 'This car is in good running condition.'" Never trust a company that says, "The check's in the mail." Never trust a dog owner who says, "Don't worry, he's never bitten anyone." Never trust someone who tells you, "Then turn left, you can't miss it." Never trust someone who says, "I'll take care of everything." Never trust a preacher who says, "Now this sermon won't be long." I hope that's not true. But listen, author Marshall Shelley, who suffered the death of two of his children, wrote in Leadership magazine, "Even as a child, I loved to read, and I quickly learned that I would most likely be confused during the opening chapters of a novel. New characters introduced, desperate, seemingly random events took place. Subplots were complicated and didn't seem to make any sense in relation to the main plot. But I learned to keep reading." Why? Because you know that the author, if he or she is any good, will weave them all together by the end of the book. And eventually, each element will be meaningful. And at times, our faith has to be a conscious choice that even when I cannot explain why a chromosomal abnormality develops in my son, which prevented him from living on earth for more than 2 minutes, and even when I can't fathom why our daughter has to endure 2 years of severe and profound retardation and continual seizures, Mr. Shelley writes, "I choose to trust that before the book closes, the author will make things clear." You see, Proverbs warns, tells us here, encourages us that whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. We know from Proverbs 3 and verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Psalm 56 verse 3, it talks about, "I will trust in the Lord and not be afraid." It's so much better to trust and not be afraid than when you're afraid to trust in the Lord. Someone wrote, "Trust Him when dark doubts assail thee. Trust Him when thy strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest thing of all." Trust Him. He is ever faithful. Trust Him, for His will is best. Trust Him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest. Faith. Faith is a strong belief in something or someone without logical proof. But trust is a firm reliance on the character or integrity of another. Now, we all should have faith in God. In other words, a belief that He is able and a belief that He is. And I don't need any proof. I just have faith in God. That's how we're saved, by faith. But then we have to trust Him. We have to completely rely upon Him. Now, how do I know if I'm trusting in the Lord? We encourage each other. The Scripture tells us to trust in the Lord. How do I know? How can I tell? Well, let me help you with that. First of all, you can tell if you're trusting in the Lord by the way you wait, by the way I wait. Psalm 119 and verse number 43. It says that I have to wait on the Lord. I'm looking at it. I don't think it's 43. I think it might be 143. I'm going to look here. No, I don't see it. Wow. It talks about waiting patiently on the Lord. Wait patiently upon Him. That we're going to trust Him and wait patiently upon the Lord. And so we wait. Let me ask you a question. How do you wait? Do you wait impatiently? Do you wait critically? Do you wait complainingly? Do you wait angrily? Do you wait bitterly? What words are in your mouth as you wait on God? Come on, God, hurry up. Let's go. Have you discovered, like I have, that God's never in a hurry? Isaiah 40, verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Trusting God is demonstrated by our choice of words. I'm recalling that Shunammite woman who, when her son died, the promised one that Elisha had prayed for, she went after Elisha, right? Remember when the servant came out to meet her and he said, is all well? And what did she say? It is well. All is well. Are you kidding me? If your child was dead back at home, would you say that? I wonder how Noah was when he was pounding the nails in the ark. Is all well? All is well. Whether you're waiting in finances, waiting on a direction, waiting on a mate, waiting on a decision, waiting on a healing, waiting on relief from a storm, I would urge you to keep His word, keep His promises, keep His truth in your mouth. We show we're waiting on the Lord. We show we're trusting in the Lord by the way we wait. But secondly, we also wait on the Lord by the way we walk. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 44, so shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. Here, he's saying, I'm waiting, but I'm not just sitting, I'm serving. That's where we get that. That's why we call that one who serves us at the restaurant a waiter or a waitress. One who serves another. And notice the words continually, forever and ever. You don't throw your hands up and say, just not happening. I'm done. I guess I can do something better. Well, I guess we just won't tithe this week. Or I'm just so upset I'm not going to church today. No, you show your trust in God by the way you walk. By staying the course. By staying faithful. By continuing. You continue in the Bible, you continue in prayer, you continue in your service for God. While I'm waiting, I will keep doing what I am to do. I'm going to just keep trusting God, I'm going to keep relying on God. And like Job, we would say, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. How do we know that we're trusting in the Lord? By the way we wait, by the way we walk, by the way we witness. Verse 46, Psalm 119, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. I'll speak before kings and not be ashamed. Elijah spoke before Ahab. Nehemiah spoke before Artaxerxes. Daniel before Nebuchadnezzar. Joseph before Pharaoh. Paul before Festus and Agrippa. And eventually Caesar. I can tell I'm trusting God when I am unashamed to speak His testimonies. Will you tell it like it is, no matter the cost? Peter and John, when they're arrested and before the council, said, we cannot but speak the things which we've seen and heard. Said, I'm not here to lead a respectable life. I'm here to speak of His testimonies. I'm here to witness. And I'll witness, as Paul said, to both small and great. It doesn't matter. I'll sing it. I'll shout it wherever I go. I want all to hear it. I want all to know the joy of salvation that makes my heart glow, for I've been born again. How do I know if I'm trusting in the Lord? By the way I wait, by the way I walk, by the way I witness, and by the way I worship. Verse 47, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Delight thyself in the commandments which I loved. He talks about in my hands, verse 48, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. He said, I'm lifting up my hands. You know what happens when you get excited? You lift your hands up. You're at a ball game and they score a touchdown, your hands go up. You find out the tax man says you're getting a big refund, you throw your hands up. You get excited. Listen, where's God's will on the list? Where are the things of God on that list to get excited about? When's the last time that you lifted your hands up for God's word and for God, the worship of God? The word delight there is an intense emotion towards. And that intensity always shows on the outside. Listen, my friend, what is on the inside will work its way to the outside. You get emotional over a song you hear, or a movie you see, or a game you watch, or money you receive. But there's no emotion, no intensity, no enthusiasm for the things of God? Shame on us. We show our trust in God by how we worship God. Folks, God is alive. God is at work. God is almighty. God is all-knowing. God is all-merciful. God is forgiving. God provides. God guides. God strengthens. What a great God to trust in. Are you trusting Him today? How can you tell? By the way you wait. By the way you walk. By the way you witness. And by the way you worship. A group of scientists and botanists were exploring remote regions of the Alps in search of a new species of flowers. One day they noticed through binoculars a flower of such rarity and beauty that its value to science would be incalculable. But it lay deep in a ravine with cliffs on both sides. To get the flower, someone would have to be lowered over the cliff on a rope. They noticed a curious young boy was watching nearby. And the scientists came and told him they would pay him well if he would agree to be lowered over the cliff to retrieve the flower below. Well, the boy walked over, took one good long look down the steep, dizzy depths of that cliff, and he said, I'll be back in a minute. He left, and the scientists stood there looking at one another, and a short time later, here came the boy, followed by a gray-haired man. And approaching the botanist, the boy said, I'll go over that cliff and get that flower for you. If this man holds the rope, he's my daddy. Oh, my friend, I'll go any cliff I want, any cliff the Lord wants me to, if he'll hold the rope, and he does. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to rely upon him. How will I know if I'm doing that? It'll show in the way I wait, in the way I walk, in the way I witness, in the way I worship. Let's trust in the Lord with all of our heart on this April 3rd. 2023. And let's do it each and every day, all month long. Well, have a wonderful Monday, everybody, and I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.